Good day and welcome to the Command Presence Podcast. I'm your host, Dom Fawcett, your executive coach and leadership speaker. I am recording a podcast right now on becoming an author for free. I'm looking at my devices. I'm actually going to do a live. So I've got my Facebook Live about to go, my Instagram Live, and TikTok Live. So I'm using a mirrorless camera for my Facebook, and then two iPhones, for one for the TikTok, one for the TikTok. Sound like an old guy, or my dad, and then one for Instagram. So I'm about to go live on these platforms. I figured, you know what? Let me share this with this audience here on this podcast. Now, so give me a second here. I'm going to get ready to go live on all of these platforms. I'm going to put the phone near me. You'll still be able to hear me. I know a lot of my podcast, the audio is pretty solid. That's because I'm in a booth. In this instance, my friends, I am not in a booth, but you'll still be able to hear me nonetheless. So we are going to get ready. Let me adjust the camera here, scoot my chair in, get my markers, and we'll be good to go. So stand by. We're going to go live here on Facebook, and then we're going to go live here, and then we're going to go live here. Hey, welcome. There we are. Welcome to Think, React, Lead. My name is Dom Fawcett, your host here of this live, your executive coach and leadership speaker. Today, I'm trying something different. We're going to talk about becoming an author for free. My Facebook camera is here. My Instagram camera is here. My TikTok camera is right here. And I'm using my phone to broadcast this on my Command Presence podcast. So this is going to be less than a 10-minute live, probably less than that, and we're going to talk about the quick four steps to becoming an author. A lot of people pay thousands of dollars to become an author. B Lokay 14 says, "How's your day going?" It's going well. Thank you very much for asking. I greatly appreciate that. Thanks for joining me. And folks out here in the Facebook world, good day, and TikTok world as well. And for those of you that are going to listen to this on a podcast, good day. Now, why is it important to be an author? Let's just dispel some myths here. You don't have to be consider yourself an author just by having a tangible book. Like, I've got a book, but I also have an ebook. An ebook is still you being an author. So I'm going to run down these four quick steps. I do this with all of my clients that want to have their own book. I'll show you how to do it for free in this quick video, and then I'm going to give you some insights on, I mean, basically do it less than $100-$150. So let's get started. Podcast. I got P-T-E-B, right? Pod. My handwriting is not that great. Go with me on this one. It's content rich handwriting, not so much. That girl Betty, how you doing? Drake Leger, how are you? And for those of you hopping on here on the TikTok, good day. So podcast. Let me break down the podcast situation. Podcasting is free, folks. You go to anchor.fm, podcasting. You go to your phone, anchor.fm, go to the app store, download the app, anchor.com or anchor.fm. Boom. You literally can, in less than 7 minutes, I'd say eight, you get in the app, upload the information. It's not much. You just start recording. Keep your podcasts for the purpose of writing a book less than 7 minutes. That way you don't just get overwhelmed with hearing yourself talk. You want to have in a book, I'd say, let's just use 10 chapters. I like 12, but we're going to go with 10. You don't have to write down the title of a book. That you don't have to do. So let's write down 10 things you want to cover. Let's say leadership is your area of expertise. Leadership topics, 10 leadership topics, right? The beginning, the meat in the middle, and the end. You write down the title. It's that simple. Every one podcast you do, you literally just cover that title. So, podcast, anchor, boom, 5 to 7 minute podcast. Your first podcast is, and we've covered the intro, but the purpose of it is to talk about what the overall theme of the book is going to be. So you do your podcast. You want to do 10 podcasts. Save them. They're going to be saved. You're not doing podcasts to interview people as it relates to what we're covering now, as it relates to becoming an author. You're not recording this podcast for perfection. If you don't want to, you don't even have to post the podcast, but you're going to do it and you're going to find that people are going to find you. They're going to listen to it and they're going to be inspired by it, right? Real simple stuff, but that's not the focus. The focus of you is you getting 10 podcasts done, right? And what you want to do is, what does Ken Stockton 2020 say? I thought it was the word debt scrambled. Not sure what that is, but hey, do your thing. Once you do the podcast, right, you've got 10 podcasts done. Don't worry about it. That's anchor.fm. It's an app for podcasting. It's free. It doesn't have to be perfect. You literally can take your phone, hold it to your mouth. I'm podcasting right now on anchor.fm. Hold it to your face. You do it. Next. Transcription, so transcribe, C-R-I-B-E. You take your podcast. I would do it this way. I would take all 10 podcasts, send it to it. You can transcribe it yourself. There's plenty of transcription services. There's one that's even a penny a minute or something, or 10 cents a minute. That's very cheap. I would go to Fiverr and send the transcription to somebody on Fiverr. It's gonna be cheap. You have 10 episodes. Now you've got 10 episodes, 10 podcasts done. They're all under 5 to 7 minutes. The purpose of doing it 5 to 7 minutes or 7 minutes or less is so that you don't just get a lot of people. When you start doing podcasts, you like the way you sound, the content is rich, and you just dump a bunch of stuff out there. You don't need to do that. 10 podcasts. Send those over to a transcription service. I would find somebody on Fiverr, Fiverr.com, or Upwork, Upwork.com. And I think those are their websites. Just Google Fiverr or Upwork. Find somebody to complete this stuff. Let me open this up a little bit and bring this over here. There we are. So you've got your podcast. You've got your transcription, which is great. There we are. And then once it's transcribed, you hire an editor off of Fiverr or Upwork. So E is for editor, E-D-I-T-O-R. Again, doesn't have to be perfect. Let me just be very clear with you. Most people aren't even going to read your book, right? So the purpose of being an author is just to leverage that title. When I get introduced on stage or in most environments where there's no other authors, it's a cool factor. I think it's pretty nerdy, but it's helped me get clients. It's helped provide people comfort with my level of expertise. Honestly, what it does is it makes people that aren't authors say, wow, he must be smart. He's an author. Because somebody's going to introduce you. Hey, this is my buddy. He's an author. You'll be introduced maybe on the news if that's your thing. You may be introduced on stage if you're a speaker. But imagine being at work, right? You would talk about getting promoted real quick. You create an ebook on how to promote or how to be a mechanic or how to whatever the thing is. And it doesn't have to be 10 chapters. It could be 7. You just have this ebook. So we talked about the podcast. I'd say 7 to 10 chapters, depending upon what the content is you want to cover, right? And then you want to find a transcription service. Very simple. Then you want to find an editor. Again, Fiverr or Upwork. You find an editor, and guess what happens when you've got an editor? They're going to edit your book, right? They're going to edit everything. And then when they edit it, you just review it. Find a cheap editor. This is what I would do. Find somebody, you just want to take out the ums, the ahs, the whats, the yos. Like I say bro a lot. You take that stuff out. And then, and that's pennies on the dollar. Now, if you want to get serious, I would hire an expert editor, somebody from this country. So somebody, or if you're in America, so somebody from the country that you're in. So you want, there's certain colloquialisms that you're going to use naturally that are cultural. So you want to find some, like Upwork, find somebody in America. It for 7 to 10 chapters, it might cost you $500. But again, you can do the podcast on your own. You can transcribe on your own. You can also edit your own stuff. That's the free part. And then the last part is book, B-O-O-K. So you're probably thinking, is that how I get a book? So you're wondering, is it going to be tangible? No, in this instance, it's an ebook. It's not going to be tangible. But what you do on the book part, once you've got the podcast done, it's transcribed, and you've got the editor or the book is edited, what you do, you go to, again, Fiverr or Upwork just to create an image, right? You want to create an image for the front face of your book so that it looks like an actual book. you know, I was going to show you some images. Actually, I might show you on here, but the image, it's just a graphic. It's a graphic of a book. Maybe your graphic might have your face on it. Maybe it won't. So you just, it's a book cover. You want to find somebody that can create a book cover. That simple. Once you've got the book cover done and it's an image ready for social media, you've got your book, the PDF. And if you don't have like a click funnel, if you don't have a whatever funnel system for that, you take the PDF that you received from your editor, right? It's edited, the pages are numbered. You put it in a Google Drive. You make it a Google Doc. So now, if somebody wants your book, you can put the image of your book on your social media platform. Doesn't cost you anything. Then you can just tell people, hey, you want a copy of my book? And you send them your PDF. Are you an author? Yep. Now, can you take all of that content that you just did and make it tangible? You sure can. There's services out there for you that will do that. But I'm just providing insight on how to get started with that. Because if you go to a company and say, hey, I've already got a book, it's PDF. Now you want to get it published. You can. It'll cut down the cost because you've already done majority of the legwork. Real simple way to get a book, real simple way to build credibility in your industry, real simple way to add another title to all of the already amazing things that you do. Try it out. If you have more questions, ask me, DM me, whatever that is. And you can literally have a book a month. If you like, I know people with 20 books. I think it's overkill. I've got two, but to each his own. Start with one and get it on from there. And then what happens is you also get comfortable doing a podcast. I personally think everybody should have a podcast because with a podcast, you get in the space of being comfortable with the knowledge that is just stored up here. Most of you have so much knowledge in your head, but you won't share it with anybody because you're not sure how it's going to come across. Doesn't matter. You've been on this life, on this world, in this disregard. You've been on this earth long enough to have insight that can help educate somebody else and help them move the needle forward in whatever it is that they do. So whatever you're passionate about, whatever you dream about, think about, make that a book. Start doing your podcast. It's free. Start doing your videos like I do. Doesn't cost you anything. And then see what you build from there. It does not have to be perfect. Just has to be done. Again, I'm Dom Fawcett, your executive coach and leadership speaker. Have a fantastic day.